It was easily the hottest ticket in England this past weekend, an invitation to Prince William's 21st birthday bash behind the heavily guarded gates of Windsor Castle. Or not so heavily guarded, as it turned out. One guest, if you could call him that, made his way to the party by reportedly scaling an embankment, climbing a tree, and jumping a wall. He was briefly challenged by police, but managed to talk his way inside, where he snatched the microphone away from Prince William himself before being escorted away by security guards. Oh, and it should be mentioned that the party crasher was dressed as Osama bin Laden, wearing a peach-colored evening gown. The party crasher is actually a comedian, but his breach of security is no laughing matter in England. Alan Hamilton is a reporter for The Times of London, and he's been covering this story. Alan, first, who is this comedian, and what happened when he stormed the stage?
This comedian's name is Aaron Barshak, but he performs under the name of the comedy terrorist, and his act involves wearing an Osama bin Laden mask. I can't say I have seen his act myself. He turned up outside Windsor Castle on Saturday evening as the guests were arriving for Prince William's fancy dress party. So as it was a fancy dress party, he didn't stand out too much. He was outside the gate. He didn't at that stage.
Alan, he didn't stand out too much? A man in a peach-colored evening gown didn't stand out too much?
Not too much, because remember, all the other guests were in fancy dress. They were dressed in caftans, leopard skins, all manner of things.
Oh, by fancy dress, you mean costumes?
Costume, yeah, costume. As the party was in full swing at about 11 o'clock in the evening, he suddenly appeared in the State Apartments of Windsor Castle, where the Queen, most of the senior members of the royal family, and about 300 guests were seated listening to Prince William, who incidentally was dressed only in a loincloth, up on the stage making a speech of thanks to those that had organized his party for him. Our friend Aaron grabbed a microphone, started chanting, "I am Osama, I am Osama," and apparently, by all accounts, gave a fairly ranting and incoherent speech for about a minute, caused a great deal of laughter, and he then stepped down from the stage.
How did they treat him once they figured out that he wasn't an invited guest?
He was bundled out pretty quickly and taken straight to a police station several miles away, where he was questioned for some time and indeed was held overnight. Police took him back to the castle and demanded that he tell them how he got in, and he explained to them that he had scaled an embankment, climbed a tree, and by climbing this tree he was able to drop onto a terrace, and once he was on the terrace it was simple, because he was then at the level of the State Apartments and there was a door there. His story was that he was a guest who had just popped out for a cigarette or a breath of fresh air, and they let him in.
Now, Britain, like America, is on a state of heightened alert right now, so this has naturally raised questions about security at Windsor Castle. And I guess, to put it mildly, the Queen is not happy.
The Queen is very unhappy indeed. Now, of course, the result of this is that there was an immediate inquiry ordered by the government. The Prime Minister has apologized personally to the Queen. There is every likelihood that a number of senior police officers involved in this will have to resign.
So what becomes of this comedian?
Oh, I think he will thrive. And I think what we must hope is that while he's on stage doing his show in Edinburgh next month, somebody bursts in, climbs onto the stage and claims to be the Queen.
All right, Alan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Alan Hamilton is a reporter for The Times of London.